coming bent on destroying the man of sin and overthrowing his kingdom, when they get to the Holy Land, where he has his palace in Jerusalem, they find that the sign of the coming of the Son of Man is in the sky. And the great cry is that the Lamb is coming. And so, all of the nations of the earth set themselves against the Lord and His anointed. And they fight against the Lamb. We read that in chapter 19, that they've come to set themselves against Him. I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and all the armies gathered together to make war against Him that sat on the horse and against His army. And they're all in the valley of Megiddo. And we find right here that the end comes. That great battle of Armageddon. God has called all the fowls of the air to come that they may eat the flesh. Verse 18 of chapter 19. They may eat the flesh of kings and of captains and of mighty men. The flesh of horses and of them that sit upon them. And the flesh of all men, both free and bond, small and great. The great battle of Armageddon. And the beast was taken, not by the armies of the kings of the east, but by the Lamb, and cast into hell itself. The false prophet, who worked all the miracles and got the world to follow the beast, he is cast into hell, and the devil is taken and put in the bottomless pit. And I conclude tonight by saying that stone of which Daniel prophesied to Nebuchadnezzar 2,600 years ago has come. The stone has descended. It has struck the feet of the image. The feet of the image represent the United Nations of Europe, the revived Roman Empire. And the stone, when he comes, it's the battle of Armageddon. When he strikes those nations, the whole of the Gentile Empire is gone forever. And a new and a glorious empire is ushered in, of which we'll speak tomorrow evening. An everlasting kingdom has been brought into being. We read in Psalm 2 that the Lord says, "My Son shall sit upon my holy hill, Zion. Thou art my Son, and this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for thy possession." He is coming to reign, and all the world will belong to Him. The battles, fields, are running with blood. Up to the horses' bridles will the blood be in depth. And the battlefield upon which the armies were arrayed to fight against the Lamb and His armies went all the way from Dan in the north of Israel to Beersheba in the south. And the Bible says that's 200 miles, and that will be the length of the battlefield, and it says that the blood will run from Dan to Beersheba. What an incredible battle. This God who poured out His anger is a God who loves us. He's slow to anger, gracious, plenteous in mercy, would forgive you tonight if you'd seek His forgiveness. And as the sound of guns and bombs and war recedes, and the armies of the world are defeated forever, we hear this cry. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for He founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Only one person. That is he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who never lifted up his soul unto vanity. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. And through that eastern gate of Jerusalem, which has not been opened for centuries, shall ride the Lamb in all his glory. Behind him will be the armies of heaven and all the saints of God. And we shall see him on that coronation day, when upon his head we shall see many crowns, and we shall see him take his place upon the holy hill of Zion, where he shall reign for 1,000 years as King of kings and Lord of lords. Let's bow in prayer. Before I close, can I ask again, are you saved? Just where you're sitting now, if you're not absolutely sure you're saved, just quietly ask the Lord to pardon your sin. Ask him to forgive you. He is gracious, plenteous in mercy, full of loving kindness. Oh, just lift your heart to him. Rend your heart and ask him to save you tonight. Ask him into your heart to be your Lord. Do it right where you're sitting. You don't need anyone else. You can just ask him. He'll come. He'll save you now. Ask him to save you. Oh Lord, if there's a man or woman, boy or girl tonight that is responding to you now, give them the courage to say as they leave tonight, I've trusted the Lord this evening. I'm trusting him now forever. Oh, may their sins all be washed away in the blood of the Lamb. May the peace of God that passeth understanding be their joy and their portion tonight and forever. Lord, thank you for teaching us tonight. Lord, help us to live for your glory. Help us to rend our hearts and to live wholeheartedly for you. Oh, help us so to be concerned for the lost that we'll tell them of Jesus before the great and terrible and notable day of the Lord come. Lord, tonight, thank you for every blessing. Take us to our homes safely. Bless our friends. As they travel back by boat tonight, may they have a safe journey across, and may we all know your peace through the night in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you all as you go tonight. Tomorrow we'll be looking at the New Jerusalem and the millennium, new heaven, new earth. Great subject. Can only look at a little part of it, but it'll be good. If anyone'd like to speak with us tonight, we'd be glad to help you in any way. If you'd like to get the newsletters I send out regularly, take one of those little slips and fill it in. Let me have it back tomorrow night, and I'll make sure that you get them in the months to come. Thanks for being here. Good night.